Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Since our last update, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, announced the reorganization of the USDA, refocusing its core operations to better align with its founding mission of supporting American farming, ranching, and forestry. This reorganization has four key points. 1. Ensure the size of USDA's workforce aligns with available financial resources and agricultural priorities. 2. Bring the USDA closer to its customers. 3. Eliminate management layers and bureaucracy. And 4. Consolidate redundant support functions. Livestock imports from Mexico are suspended as confirmation of New World screwworm has been found 370 miles south of the U.S. border. Livestock owners are encouraged to remain alert and utilize available resources to safeguard their herds. Resources can be found linked on our website. In Arizona news, the Arizona Department of Water Resources approved a groundwater transfer from the Harquahala Basin to Buckeye and Queen Creek, the first transfer of its kind under Arizona Revised Statutes 45-554. This will allow support for these growing urban areas. You can learn more about this initiative in last week's episode, All About Arizona Water. Comment period is open through August 29th for the Arizona Department of Agriculture Livestock Operator Fire and Flood Assistance Program. There is a public hearing set for August 20th at 10 a.m., which you can register for on our website, maricopacountyfb.org. We are 1 week away from Maricopa County Farm Bureau's annual meeting. Be sure to RSVP on our website. We have a packed agenda that you don't want to miss. The Women's Leadership Committee also has an exciting event coming up. August Peel Meetup is scheduled for August 18th at the Arizona Department of Agriculture. Join us for a tour of the department with a Q&A from director staff and a debrief after. You can find additional details and RSVP on our website, maricopacountyfb.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week where we chat all about the ins and outs of GMOs. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.